This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We have talked on this show about work at garment factories in places like Bangladesh, especially after the collapse of Rana Plaza there, which killed more than 1,100 people. Yesterday, the giant retailer H&M said they would try to improve working conditions by raising the pay of textile workers at factories that make their clothes. They didn't give a dollar figure, but said workers in Cambodia and Bangladesh will be paid under a fair wage method. Lydia DePillis covers business for The Washington Post, and she wrote about H&M's decision. Welcome to Marketplace.
Thank you for having me.
So what's the fair wage method that H&M says they're going to use to calculate this wage for their factory workers?
The fair wage method is a set of criteria designed by a guy at the International Labor Organization, which is a UN body, and it includes things like comparable wages in the country and the kind of productivity that's expected of workers. But it's not really like take these numbers and add them up and you will get this one number. It's still quite subjective.
When you have such a diverse supply chain, you've got a big company like H&M, you've got folks who actually own the factories, how much leverage does a big company like H&M have to guarantee a fair living wage for workers that are so far away from a centralized company?
So that's a good and a critical question, and it's probably one of the reasons why H&M is not being super specific, because how these factory supply chains work is often one factory will handle a number of retailers. So all of those retailers would have to say, okay, factory, we'll all pay this wage. So H&M is trying to pull other retailers along and also trying to say it'll work with governments to raise their standards so that it doesn't take any kind of hit.
We've covered the aftermath of the Rana Plaza collapse in Bangladesh and sort of what big companies have done. H&M is getting some positive press here for saying that they will pay a fair wage. I read your piece and you sort of have some issue with how seriously we should take this proposal.
Right. So H&M is saying a lot of the right things. They're saying that wages haven't kept up, even with the sort of minimum wage standard that Bangladesh says it's now trying to implement. And it recognizes the benefits of having higher wages in its factories, meaning fewer strikes, less overtime, happier and healthier workers. But the issue that people who've been watching this for a long time raise is that this has been under discussion for a decade and a half now.
So let's say that you're a consumer in the United States or somewhere else. From that vantage point, what do you look for to know if H&M is making good on their promise?
Well, you're not going to be able to tell very easily because labor is such a small component of the sticker price on the stuff you buy. It's only about 1 or 2% on the retail end of things. So you wouldn't be able to know whether it's that or the cost of cotton or the cost of gas. But you can look at the wages that H&M is paying in its factories. And right now, they're not any higher than Walmart's or Nike's. So at the point where there starts to be a differential, that's when you would know.
Do you think that this is something that the customers might value if you are trying to capture a slice of the ethical consumer market? Is that attractive to them?
Yeah, I mean, I think the growth of companies like American Apparel have shown that people are willing to pay high prices if it means they know that stuff is made in factories where people can make a reasonable living. H&M may be able to capitalize on the perception that its clothes are made in better conditions than other retailers, but for so long, the selling point has been trends and price.
Lydia DePillis covers business for The Washington Post. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you, Lizzie.